Happy to have joining us Daniel Elkins back with us on the show. He's a special ops vet. Thank you for your service and founder of Special Operations Association of America. You can learn more about them at SOAA.org. He's been spending a lot of time on the ground in Ukraine. We talked to our friend Nadia Vasina in Ukraine just on, Monday, talking about how Putin continues to just go ahead and wipe out the electrical system, just hitting the grid, the infrastructure. So, Daniel, what have you seen there? And tell us about the humanitarian part. We're sending a lot of money over there, a lot of material from the U.S. But what are you seeing in your work with Special Operations Association of America?
Mark, thanks for having me on the show again. Yeah. Look, I think that Ukraine has become a significant humanitarian crisis, and we can't ignore it. But there's a lot of chatter on how we are using the funds, how the funds are being used that are spent over there. So I think a few statistics are important to understand. We have spent roughly 6% of the U.S. military budget in the last 9 months. And what has the ROI been? It's been 50% of the Russian military's assets have been destroyed. So I think that's a great place to start the conversation.
So tell us what you've seen personally in the reality, probably beyond the headlines.
Absolutely. So when we went over there, we wanted to know what the ground truth was. We wanted to verify if military assistance was embezzled or corrupt. And what I found personally was a robust system of accountability that almost was so robust that it was at the detriment of combat operations. Mm. You know, we can get into some of the granular details of how this accountability system works, but as a broad strokes overview, you know, the very tubes that are being used, the actual Stinger missile tubes and the munitions are not replenished until they are received back from supply units, and they're not replaced until they're taken out of country. So it's a one-for-one swap. So I think this notion that this is being sold on the black market or could fall into the hands of foreign actors that have nefarious things ahead of them is just completely unfounded.
So what are the needs when you're seeing what's happening? Because this is a weird place we're in right now when it comes to Ukraine, because you have a lot of Republicans, a lot of conservatives, regardless of party, saying, haven't we sent enough? Okay, and then you've got the people who are normally anti-war anything, because Biden's president is saying, I'll send another $400 billion here and do whatever, just billions, no big deal. Let's keep sending it. And obviously there's corruption in Ukraine as well, but there's also the humanitarian cost. And knowing friends like our friend Nadia Vasina, who has had a great career with radio and TV and kind of working here with Cirque du Soleil and so forth, and really helping. So the humanitarian thing, we were talking the other night with her, and she said, this isn't some third world country, because a lot of people are saying, well, we're just helping this country. It was a thriving nation until Putin decided to mess it up. So what do we do next? Because Americans may say, I don't want to give anymore because we're sending so much tax-supported everything there. So help us understand with what you do and how that can make a difference.
Yeah, so I think the humanitarian crisis is one that we can't ignore. We're entering into the winter months and things are getting colder. But I think it's an important point for people to stop and remember that, during the last 20 years on the global war of terror, we were spending roughly $300 million a month. And what was our ROI there? Where, this aid that we're sending over, at least the military aid, is actually going to destroying a near-peer actor. Look, Russia is not our friend. You look at who's supporting Russia. You have Iran, you have North Korea, you have China. These are not our friends. This is not an issue of just humanitarian crisis alone. This is truly a war against democracy, between democracy and tyranny. And I think that that's an important thing that needs to continue to be injected into the conversation.
Yeah, I know you're also doing some work, Pathway for Veterans as well. That's something else you're doing with SOAA as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We fundamentally believe that the members of the special operations community receive the highest level training the military can offer. And it's a shame when these service members leave service and go to college and they're not offered the credit that they deserve. So we have partnered with Indiana Wesleyan University, and we've been able to help develop a degree pathway that creates opportunities for members of the special operations community, specifically the ability to transfer up to 90 credits for prior military experience.
Yeah, that's really great stuff. I want to talk more about that next time we get you on, Daniel. That's great information, and I know all the details are there online. Special Operations Association of America. Check it out at SOAA.org, SOAA.org. Daniel Elkins, thanks for the insight. Thanks for all you're doing. We'll talk soon. Happy holidays
to
you.
Thanks a bunch.
Appreciate it.